the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by the City of New Haven. Join us as we celebrate our 375th birthday by lighting up six really fucking lame laser pointers on top of a big rock that you can't see. But you can stand out in the middle of the green and freeze your fucking ass off while you look up in the sky and see if you can see it, because they said it were going to be there in all the papers and on the news, you know, and on the goddamn website and everything like that. But no, there's actually just some chick standing up there with a bunch of laser pointers that you can't see. But happy birthday anyway. Check them out at cityofnewhaven.com. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for your own free laser pointer. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the laser pointer free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
Oh, Jesus. And how are you?
Do you really want to know? This is the thing.
You're done with your eggs?
I am done with my eggs. Do you really want to know how I am? Because when people ask that, they really don't want to know.
That's why I immediately moved on to the next.
Right.
Thing. I have no interest in your actual answer. It's just a formality. You know, I went to the Vera Charles School of Broadcasting, where I just, you know, I go through the motions. That's it.
I'm great.
No, I want to hear, Lovey, I want to hear your disappointment.
No, it'll be
please.
Like a moist
no,
cookie
please,
story.
Please, Lovey, please. I would like to hear.
I'm stressed.
You're stressed.
Have too much going. Well, I don't even think I have too much going on in my life, but apparently I just want to be a lazy slob and do nothing.
Yes.
And I'm too busy for that. And I don't even know what. So I'm on the list. I can't even talk. At least I'm not saying anyway yet. Yeah. But or like, was it like that I say? It's like.
Sure.
The final house update, I hope.
It doesn't say that. It just says house update number 3.
Well, I hope it's the final one. They had the inspect. First of all, Maddie is a bitch.
Well, is this news? Is this why you're stressed?
Part of the reason.
Are you stressed because you've just now found out that Maddie is a bitch?
No, I knew. But I mean, I'm having to deal with him all afresh. Okay.
Afresh.
You know, because we're dealing with this house thing and he's so impatient about everything. And this will be one of the fastest closings on the face of the earth.
Okay.
As we know it. We are supposed to close on Friday. I don't even know since the last show. Did I have a signed contract on the last show?
No, you did not. Well, so, you know what? If you did near the end of the last show, I wouldn't have known because through no fault of my own, I was overserved on the last show.
Oh, yeah. Funny thing, I didn't see anyone in the room serving you. It's not like there was a dubious intent bartender there in the Pride 48 studios, actually, you know, handing you drinks.
Well, actually, when I renegotiated my contract, I actually did get that. But the rules are he can't be seen on the camera that you see. So,
I see.
Otherwise, it would be rebellion and you'd be demanding one. And we just don't have it in the budget.
Well, so I had three. Yes, we did talk about it because I remember Joey text messaging me and saying, you shouldn't have taken that cash offer. It wasn't enough money or something like that. Anyway, inspection was yesterday and we were barely breaking even as it was, like hardly breaking even at all. And so the guy comes back today and the inspector found all these nitpicky little piddly shit.
You know what?
Nothing.
Inspectors, every inspector on the face of the planet is a complete douchebag, except for the one that you hire when you buy a house. Then you want to see all the little nitpicky. It's kind of like everyone's lawyer is an asshole except for mine. It's just let's just say, you know, inspector was doing his job.
Yes, but I mean it was little things. It's like, have you ever heard of such a thing called wear and tear? You know. Yes. Come on. So we're trying to speed things up. So I tell my realtor, I'm like, okay, get a number from him of what he's thinking we could agree on here to fix this stuff.
Right.
Now, keep in mind that I am still not, I don't have this huge bountiful savings account anywhere. I mean, I'm getting better than I was when I was in Dallas and had a money-sucking bitch attached to me. I hope he doesn't listen to this show. Anyway, but I do not have...
I'm on this show. Do you really think that he would listen to the show?
I don't know.
Yeah, he wouldn't listen.
I love him. He's my friend. And anyway, so...
He's your friend. He's just a money-sucking bitch.
So, comes back and says he wants $1,350.
Yes.
For all this. Now, most people, that may sound reasonable, but I am saying I do not have. At that point, I will be losing money.
Yes.
On the deal, and I am already having to bring money to closing as it is. Anyway, yes. So, and it was just the fact that it was just piddly crap. So yes. I kind of thought about it for a while, discussed it with Maddie, went back, and I was like, you know, I told my realtor, I'm like, look, this is just normal wear and tear. I'm not fixing this stuff. If he wants the house, he just needs to deal with it.
Yes.
So, and then I had a meeting, and I was so frustrated and stressed out, I like canceled my meeting and left work and went to my parents' house because I was going to ask my stepfather if that stuff would even cost that much money because he owns a handyman business. He wasn't there, but I talked to my grandma for a while. I came down off the ledge, went back, and then I talked to my manager. My manager said, well, hey, because I had mentioned to him that my realtor was representing me and the buyer, so us and the buyer. And he said, well, why don't you just ask your realtor to eat it?
Right. Yeah. He's getting full commission.
Because he's getting full commission.
Right.
So
yeah.
I thought, oh, I didn't know I could do that. I'm like, thanks. I had no idea. I've never sold a house before. So he calls me back, that my realtor does, and he says, well, he came down to $500. And in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, well, I could probably pay that. But then I thought to myself, you know what? I've got this brilliant idea that my manager gave me. I'm going to try anyway. So I said, you know, we really are not even breaking even here as it is, and I don't have a lot of money, and you're making double commission. Do you think there's any way that you could help us out with this?
And?
And he says, well, I have to ask my manager because I work for right. Caldwell Banker.
Let me go in the back and ask my manager and make sure that he's going to approve this, whatever.
Which is probably BS. But anyway,
Probably what he did is he probably went back there to see if they could take it out of their cut. Because you know that what happens is that he's getting full commission, but the brokerage is actually getting the full commission, and then he's getting a full piece of that commission. So his piece of it, he was now trying to see if the brokerage would eat a piece of it.
Yeah, so anyway, long story short, he came back and agreed to pay half of that. So I got it down to $250. Of course, this whole time, Maddie is screaming. Now, the fact that the closing is costing more than I thought means that I was only gaining just a tiny little bit of money once I get the escrow money back.
Right.
But Maddie gave me this sob story about how he's moving back home because he cannot control his finances and he can't afford to live in Dallas anymore. Man, I'm sorry. I hope he doesn't, because I'm really sounding like I hate him, and I don't. Maddie's a wonderful human being, everyone.
No, wait, relax. Just get the story out.
So,
if it makes you feel better, let's just not use his name. Let's just say, I don't know, Matthew.
Right, okay. Matthew gave me this sob story about how he doesn't even have gas money to get back home. And so the pushover.
And you said, girl, eat some beans then.
The pushover that I am, I was like, fine. I was like, don't worry about it. I don't need the money. I will just wire you your half of the escrow on Friday.
Can I borrow like $20? Because I really, I'm
And then
hungry.
I told this story to Mark. And you know what Mark says to me? He's like, you know, if you really enjoy giving people money, you could give me some too.
And that's what I'm getting at right here.
I'm like, well, I don't technically need that money. As long as I break even, I don't have to gain extra money. And maybe eventually, if he ever has any, he'll pay me back.
You know what? It's fine. I'm going to say something that you may or may not believe. I've been there, and I understand. At some point, it's just like, you know what? I don't give a shit anymore. This has become a huge hassle, and I just want it over with. I just want it done and over with, and it's worth it to lose $1,000 or to not make any money or whatever, so that the next 5 years of my life, I'm not like dealing with this shit anymore. I just like that 5 years of peace is worth whatever. So.
Oh, I've told him multiple times over the course of the past 2 weeks. The reason I'm pushing so hard to sell this damn house is so I don't have to deal with your drama all the time.
By the way, who is Mib let down anyway?
I don't know.
We've let down someone. I'm so sorry, whoever we let down.
So that's the house update. But on the bright side.
On the bright side, I know what you're about to say. Can I just say it for you? On the bright side, we are streaming live on Pride 48 on this lovely Wednesday evening, 10:30 p.m. in the Eastern Time, which we're trying to negotiate to be our normal slot. So this could be like our normal, you could be my regular Wednesday night thing right here
right.
at 10:30 on Pride 48. And we are joined in the chat room by our lovely and talented listeners, Daniel Brewer.
You can't count us.
D.I. Adam.
Right.
Joey CACP. No, actually, Who Invited RC has been here like all evening, and even before we were broadcasting. Q Sledge is here. Romo is poking around there somewhere, although he's probably not listening. And Mib Letdown, someone who we've let down, is here in the chat room.
And I want to say, for those of you, if you refresh, two things about the website. If you were on a computer, now, you know, the website will improve in phases until we get whatever new website we're getting, but I'm still going to be improving this one until that day. And one thing that I did is up there in the top right-hand corner where you see those links for Listen Now, if you are on a regular computer or a device that has Flash, you will also see a Flash player. So all you have to do is click on Play Now.
Wow.
So you don't have to click on the link and figure out which player you got to use for the link and all that.
Let me do that. So I'm going to go over here and say pride48.com.
And you just...
Just going to click right here on play. Let's see what happens.
No, that is not correct.
Wait. There's some video playing with it. Oh my God. Is that Mittens?
Right. So there's that. Now, I am going to work on alternating that with like an HTML5 player or something, or maybe switch it completely to an HTML5 player. But that was
I'm going to go ahead and unless our hosting company is offering an HTML5 player, what happens is and I ran into this a long time ago, is it's very difficult for you to embed a streaming player on our website. The one that you've embedded now comes from our hosting company, which is pretty much the only way you can do it because of cross-scripting. So in order to keep people from, you know, just loading up a website with a bunch of, streams that people don't want their streams to be going out, like let's say that I pay $30 a month to be a Rush Limbaugh douchebag and I just want to embed the stream that I pay for into a Flash streamer on my website that streams out, there actually has to be a file on the server, an XML file on the server that allows permissions for people to stream that from anything other than that domain. So either the Flash player has to be embedded on that domain, which is what you're using, is the one that comes from our hosting company. So unless they offer an HTML5 player, you're not going to be able to embed an HTML5. I'm just going to save you hours of Googling right now, Adam, because we are hosted by a streaming server.
By a communist?
No, but they refuse. Now that we've moved to new servers, maybe they've got some new people there. Maybe they can actually put that little XML file on the root. But I was sending them documentation forever going, look, I just need you to put this XML file on your server that allows me to reach my site from another domain. That's, you know, if someone wants to stream us, I'm all for it. Go ahead. But it's blocked by default. And
well,
so it was a big
technical. Funny thing is... And no help from you, by the way. I had decided.
You weren't asking me for help. Well, all I know is I went to the website and suddenly there was like none of the links were there and there's a big player and then you were working on it.
Yeah, it was late at night. No one was there except for you. So anyway, so that's there. And what I had to do is I didn't even know the website address for our host. So I had to like type in the IP address, see where that took me, and then
Why didn't you just ping? You had the canonical name. Why didn't you just ping it?
I don't know. Because I'm stupid sometimes. Anyway, the funny thing is,
now they're asking in the chat room some very good questions and just blowing right over it. They're asking, all right, so you said that if they went there on their regular computer that they would get the Flash. What if they go there on an irregular computer? What would happen then?
If you go there on a device that has Flash installed.
Yeah, but what about the irregular computers?
Well, if they're irregular and they have Flash.
Okay,
they'll still see the player.
Is there a special version of Flash that you need for the irregular computers?
No.
Okay.
Although you probably want the most recent version of Flash because Flash is very
it's buggy
and secure at the moment. Anyway, but if I go to the W3C whatever tutorial things for HTML5, and I put in the URL for our stream or whatever, it works on their HTML5 player site. But when I moved it over to our site, that same player did not work. So I don't know why. That's weird. That's probably an Adam mistake. So the second improvement is when I get it all finished, mm-hmm. when someone, it is their regularly scheduled time for them to be broadcasting, mm-hmm. you will see a What's Playing section on the right-hand side that will have their album art and show you
who's
playing.
Listening to you describe what happens on a website is just... It's amazing.
It's riveting, right?
It is riveting. This is riveting podcasting. You know what I think we should do? I think you, sir, have stumbled upon our you know, the answer to our questions. Like, it's no secret, I think, that we have slipped from like 12 listeners to like 4. And, you know, and we're losing them because of our incredibly fucking boring lives. So I think you, sir, have stumbled across the answer to that, which is that we should just read and describe web pages to people.
I'm telling you about improvements to the Pride 48 website. People like love Pride 48. They want to know these things.
I understand that, but it's, anyway, you know I love you.
And our logo is really pretty over there on the right-hand side, too.
It is. It's a very pretty logo.
Says what's
that was
playing.
That logo was designed by Lala Lauren. And speaking of logos.
No, that logo was Larry.
Which, oh, our the, logo, our show logo.
The one that's the, in the right-hand
oh,
side
I
over
thought
there.
You meant the, you know, the Pride 48 site. That logo was created by Lala Lauren. But here's the thing. You know what? If you are listening right now and you have artistic talent, we are really, honestly, Pride 48 is looking for a new, fresh, new, fun logo for our 5th anniversary. And we would like for you to submit. It doesn't have to be the fully rendered thing, just enough of it to give us an idea of what the logo would be.
So if there's anyone in the chat room,
no,
that knows how
Larry
to draw.
Is aware of that. Larry is aware of that. But I'm just saying, Larry. Anyone who would like to, it doesn't have to be Larry, although we would love for Larry to do it. I'm just saying, anyone who wants to submit, we have extended the deadline until May 15th for you to get your logo to us. Send it to, who are we sending it to? Nessa@pride48.com. Right?
Joey has one. Yeah,
I understand. I make it a point never to repeat.
No crap, please.
Thank you. Thank you for repeating that. So my question is, does it go to, it goes to Nessa@pride48.com. It's who it needs to go to.
Yes, correct? That's correct. Okay.
So Nessa@pride48.com is where you want to send it so that and so that we can get rocking and rolling. Also, if this podcast makes it out before Sunday.
Doubtful.
It's Wednesday.
Is that you saying
you
want
listening
me to?
If you're listening to this, you know, before April 28th, there is a State of the Station on Pride 48.
That's a lot of pressure for
me to
perform.
No, it's not.
It's
not. We don't edit or anything. Yeah, it's fine. We're not.
All right.
See, Larry said, yeah, I'm not doing this here. See, we've already burnt out Larry. So, you know, there you go.
I want to know who he's letting shine. Why do you think we extended the deadline? Anyway.
Well, it doesn't matter. We don't want to burn people out. You know what? Just relax.
Larry, I would like to burn you out.
Relax. I've got a fallback position because if we don't get a logo, I'm just going to take a legal pad of paper. I'm just going to screw with a crayon, write Pride 48, and just call it retro, and just, you know, slap it up there, and it would, you know, just be
99 designs.
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Anyway,
I have a thing that I want to do. So you've done your house update number 3.
Yes, I have. You're correct.
I have a thing that I want to do, and it pains me that I didn't do this. Because I wanted to come up with, here's my thought process. I love quizzes. Do you like quizzes?
I do. Oh,
I like quizzes too.
Well, when you were drunk last week, you probably don't remember this. You informed us that you want to be a quiz master.
Oh, no, I do remember. Yeah, okay. For geeks who drink.
Yes.
But I like quizzes. And I thought, you know what, this would be fun to do is if we had people send in, because we have such luck with audience participation.
I know.
What we'd want is we want you to email us your name and a phone number that we can call you on a Wednesday evening at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time.
Right. You got to stay up late.
Yes. And we'll let you know ahead of time. It's not like we're just going to call you out of the blue. We wouldn't, you know, tell you ahead of time, oh, that we will be calling you this week.
We're going to call you and say, is your refrigerator running?
No. And then what we would do is we would have a 10-question quiz that we would then administer to the person to win absolutely nothing, by the way. We have no prizes to give away. But the point is, you know, just to have a fun little general knowledge, like a 10-question general knowledge little quiz every week.
So who's coming up with these quiz questions?
I will be happy to come up with them. And, you know, I can even have a few of them on different categories and they can choose one of the, you know, like Jeopardy, they can choose one of the 3 categories that I have. But what I have right now for you, Adam, just to, you know, just kind of set the mood here is I have this, quiz. It's a 13-question quiz on science. I don't know if you read the article about this. Did you? About the
Pew
Research
I saw
Center?
Something in Facebook or something,
okay,
where somebody
take
felt
the quiz,
smart.
Right?
No,
didn't take the quiz though. Right?
I
it's
did
a 13.
Not.
It's a 13-question quiz, just about general scientific concepts. Not even a very hard one, and it's just amazing how, you know, few. Anyway, what I want to do, I just, before I say another word, I just want to give you this quiz so that we can see you know, where we're at here. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
13 questions.
I'm excited. Let's go.
I want to come up with a little theme song and everything. All right, here's the thing. Question number one. All radioactivity is man-made. Is this statement true or false?
Oh, God.
All radioactivity.
It sounds so obvious.
Is man-made.
I'm going to say false.
False. All right, here we
wait,
go.
Wait. What was the question again?
It's too late. I've already clicked in the answer. All radioactive. It's a true false question, and it starts with the word all. It's false. All right? Jesus. Question number two. Electrons are smaller than atoms. True or false?
True.
And I just thought about this. I should probably post this to the chat room in case they want to take it, you know, ahead of you. So there, you can click on that right there. So 13, you don't have to, you know, say who you are. You don't have to sign in or anything. You just take that and there you go. If you want to, you know, take it ahead of him and be a question ahead of him to see how you are. I'm stalling now so that you can get to question number three before Adam does. But here we go. Question number three. Adam, are you ready for question number three?
I'm ready.
Let me take a sip of my beverage.
Aren't atoms made up of electrons and protons and neutrons? Or is that a molecule? I don't know.
You're Adam. I figured you would know. All right, here we go. Question number three. Lasers work by focusing sound waves. Is this statement true or false?
False.
Question number four. The continents on which we live have been moving their location for millions of years and will continue to move in the future. Is this statement true or false?
True.
Question number five. This is your first multiple choice, by the way. Which one of the following types of solar radiation does sunscreen protect the skin from? X-rays, infrared, ultraviolet, or microwaves?
That would be ultraviolet for 1,000, Alex.
Question number six. Does nanotechnology deal with things that are extremely small, large, cold,
small,
or hot? Small.
Like nanobots.
Question number seven. Which gas makes up most of the Earth's atmosphere? Hydrogen, nitrogen, carbon dioxide, or oxygen?
Oh, God. It's either carbon dioxide or hydrogen.
Choose one.
Or nitrogen.
Choose one.
It's not oxygen. Oxygen is like 3%.
Please choose one.
God, hydrogen. But it's probably wrong.
All right, question number eight. I'm trying to figure out why MIBS changed their... Was that MIB Letdown that changed their name to MIB3S669?
I don't know. I'm doing a show. I'm not, like,
question
monitoring.
Question number eight. I'm curious. Now I'm like, I've got the Adam and Maddie syndrome. I'm like, who is that? Anyway, here we go. Question number eight. What is the main function of red blood cells? Is it to fight disease in the body, carry oxygen to all parts of the body, or to help the blood clot?
Oh, God. Oxygen. Oxygen.
Carry oxygen to all parts of the body.
Yes.
Okay. Question number nine. Which of these is a major concern about the overuse of antibiotics? It can lead to antibiotic-resistant bacteria, antibiotics are very expensive, or people will become addicted to antibiotics.
A.
It can lead to antibiotic-resistant bacteria.
Yes.
Okay. All right, here we go. Question number 10. You only have three questions left here. Question number 10. Which is an example of a chemical reaction? Water boiling, sugar dissolving, or nails rusting?
Nails rusting.
Okay. Question number 11. Which is the better way to determine whether a new drug is effective in treating disease? If a scientist has a group of 1,000 volunteers with a disease to study, should she, A, give the drug to all of them and see how many get better?
No.
Or B, give the drug to half of them, but not the other half, and compare how many in each group get better?
Well, it's B, but they need to mention that she needs to give those other people a placebo.
That wasn't one that you don't have to give a placebo.
Because they need to think that they're getting the real medicine.
Not that's if you're trying to test the efficacy of a particular drug. That wasn't the question. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You got the question right, all right? Just relax. Question number 12, next to the last question. You know what? And what is the next to the last question called? It's called the
penultimate.
Penultimate. Yes, correct.
The iconoclastic question.
The iconoclastic penultimate question. What gas do most scientists believe causes temperatures in the atmosphere to rise? Is it carbon dioxide, hydrogen, helium, or radon, or Big Fatty?
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide is correct. Oh, poor Big Fatty.
Although I thought it had something to do with methane, because they said if cows fart too much, that it can cause that as well.
Right. All right. The last question here. Which natural resource is extracted in a process known as fracking? Coal, diamonds, natural gas, or silicon?
Oh, God. Repeat that one more time.
Which natural resource is extracted in a process known as fracking? Coal, diamonds, natural gas, or silicon?
I'm going to say natural gas, but I'm probably wrong. I don't think diamond is a natural resource.
Yeah, actually it is.
Oh, well, I'm going to say it's fracking natural gas. I know.
Congratulations, Adam.
I missed the Adam one.
You have scored better than 85% of the public. Only 7% of the public scored better than you. You got 12 out of 13 correct.
Oh, which one did I miss? The Adam one?
No. Which gas makes most of the Earth's atmosphere? Oh. You answered hydrogen. The correct answer is nitrogen.
I said it might be nitrogen, if you remember.
You also said it might be the other one.
I said it's not oxygen for sure. I should get a half a point for that.
Half of a point by eliminating one of a four question.
That's correct.
Here's the shocking thing is 20% of the public that has taken this quiz has gotten that question correct. So 80% of people have gotten that question.
Well, I knew
incorrect.
It wasn't oxygen.
I'm just saying that 80% of the people. Here's the one that really blows my mind, though. Only 48% of respondents correctly said that lasers work by focusing sound waves.
It's light.
False. Well, yeah, I know. It's an acronym. Lasers, the word laser is an acronym. The L in laser stands for light. So it's light amplification through...
I just want to say to all those people in the chat room that were saying atoms are smaller than electrons, suck it, bitches. That's all I want to say. An atom, if I'm not mistaken, is made up of protons, neutrons, and electrons. I could be wrong.
No, you are correct.
See there?
Electrons are smaller than atoms. And electrons, by the way, are made up of like subatomic particles, like quarks and things like that. See, so it actually, there you go. If you follow that, think of a lot of electrons, neutrons, and protons are atomic particles. They are the particles that make up an atom. Subatomic particles are the things that make up those, but those are the weird, quarks and like, but Heaton's bar also. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Thank you so much for taking the quiz. So what do you think of my idea of giving a quiz?
I think that's
a
good idea.
So if you would like to participate in the first quiz, the first dubious intent quiz, just send an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. Give us your name. Give us a phone number that we can call you on at 10:30 on a Wednesday evening. And obviously...
Now, that's 10:30 Eastern, so if you're in California, right. It'll just be...
30. Yeah. Right. But we will not surprise you. We would email you, we would randomly draw the person, ahead of time, and we would email you like a day ahead of time and let you know, oh, by the way, tomorrow we will be calling you. So you will get, go ahead.
I feel like those questions are like, are you smarter than a fifth grader questions?
No.
Not that they were easy, but I think that's probably stuff that you would learn
that was,
in fifth grade.
Yeah, this was a very easy, that was their whole point, is these are nothing tricky. This is just, very general science questions and just, what did you know? And then they broke it down. The thing that I filled in for you that you didn't see was like your sex, your age range, and your education level, because it's broken down by, who did best, as far as their education level and stuff like that.
I have a bachelor's degree.
Who invited RC? I put you down as a college graduate. Who invited RC asked in the chat room if they have to be naked to take the quiz. No, you do not have to be naked. Although you will get bonus points if you are.
But this is not a video podcast, so.
No, but we will be bringing them on.
Oh, that's true. Unless they need us to call them.
We can call their phone or we can bring them in on Google Hangouts. It doesn't matter. One way or the other.
I will give you bonus points if you do it while taking a piss.
No.
I don't know why. Just.
No. No, we will not. We will not have any pee. All right. So now I have completely
not to say that I have a pee fetish or anything. I mean, I'm not.
I have completely derailed our show. You know what? I'm here at the Trello looking at it now. If you've never been to Trello before, it has the word Trello in a little logo written in the top left-hand corner of the page in kind of a bluish kind of a bar. And then right next to it is a search box that has kind of like a little magnifying glass on it that you can type search terms in and stuff.
But does it have a little flash player?
And it doesn't have a little flash player.
Oh, well, there you go. This is real quick. I think I'm going to quit church orchestra because I can't stand the little twerps that are there now. And every time he plays a freaking high note, the choir's like, oh, he's got such talent because he can play a freaking high note.
Oh, my God. Can you shake your fist while you do this?
Not only that.
Oh, you damn kids with your high notes and you're stealing my thunder on my trumpet.
Not only that. But another really good trumpet player is starting next week. That will be five. There's not even room for four of us down there. It is going to be like trumpet sardines. There is no room. There are only three parts, first, second, yes. and third.
Right.
We will then have five trumpet players.
Yes.
It will be no fun. I'll be doubling parts with everyone. There won't even be any need for me to be there.
So.
But if I don't do it, I don't have anywhere to play my trumpet. And then I'll quit playing and then I'll suck. And I've been doing it all my life, so.
Well, then why don't you make a little quiz song.
On the trumpet.
And play the trumpet.
Right. Well, anyway. So if anyone needs a trumpet player once a week so that I can keep my chops up.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should get a Boss RC3 and start doing some looping stuff.
I don't know what those are, although okay, it is some audio something. I know that.
All right, so here's an example. Here's an example of someone that does it. This is one guy playing a trumpet, okay? So this is just one guy.
Where do you
this
turn is, for legal matters?
This is an advertisement.
Zoom, you know, every family
That's not one guy playing a trumpet. This
Where
would
do you
be
turn
guy.
For legal advice?
Right. This would be one guy playing a trumpet. So this is one guy. Keep that in mind.
I want to smoke a joint right now or something.
He'll get to the looping point in a minute, I hope. Yeah, there you go.
Say.
All right, so you get the idea, right?
Is he could tune before he plays.
Well, that's true. But but this is live. I mean, this is not real. So what he's doing there is it's called a looping station. And what it does is it allows you to set a segment of time, usually like, you know, a 16-beat measure or something like that, that you tap the pedal. It's a foot pedal, right? You tap the pedal, and then what you play is then recorded and immediately looped back on that 8 measure, and then you can continue to play, and you can layer it live. So you can build up layers live.
One of my favorite trumpet players does something like that. He uses guitar pedals as well. Yeah. Phil Driscoll.
So why don't you do that?
Well, I could play at home. Yeah, I could play at home, but I live in an apartment.
If you did a YouTube video like that of like some looping stuff like that, and you know, did your own original little composition, I think, you know, people would love that. I'd love that.
We'll play
on the show.
We'll see. But I haven't been playing at home.
You
because
could, you
I
could
live
have
in
your
apartment.
Own album. We'd call it Adam Blows.
I have an out. Well, this is stupid. I always make fun of people who do this because they're not good enough to actually get a professional recording contract. But when I was in college, I made my own CD of myself playing different solos and stuff and gave it to my family for Christmas. So
there you go. But our manager wants to know what the hell has happened to our show.
Nothing. This is riveting. Look, people enjoy.
No, people don't enjoy this, Adam.
They enjoy our lives. What do you think? They come for the news segment?
They know what, you know, I'll tell you what people come for because I get messages about this all week long. You know what they come for?
I don't know. What? Well, we haven't always been doing that. And the speeding up and the truncating silence will speed up that trumpet part anyway.
Well, that's fine. Anyway, so let's just move right along here. We have no technology segments this evening, and I guess that means that we're going to be heading straight into news.
Oh, I wasn't ready for that. There was one more thing on there.
I know, but you were going to talk about Britain's Got Talent, and we've already bored the people with a quiz, and now you want to talk about a television show?
Well, I wasn't going to talk about it. I was just going to play something, but we can do it some other time.
No, you go ahead. No, if it's a clip, go ahead and play. I am all for a clip. Because, you know,
why is my Nexus 7 taking like an hour to charge 3%? All right. So this is just something that this is a Britain's Got Talent contestant.
Oh, just play the goddamn clip.
So I'm gonna play this. He's gonna sing. Give him just a second.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
What?
E-I-E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some sheep. E-I-E-I-O.
They love it.
And a ba ba there. Here a ba, there a ba, everywhere a ba ba.
Can you pause it for a second?
Yes.
I was just everywhere.
Right. He needed a sheep on stage.
That's what he did. He needed a sheep. Yeah. And the people in chat room are having a hard time hearing it because it's coming through your audio. So it's, you know, coming through Google Plus, which your thing does this weird. I don't know. You have it set up weird over there. Because it starts out that I can hear it okay, but then it's knocking itself down. You know what I'm saying? Like it's feeding back on itself, so it's trying to like keeps reducing its volume.
I don't know.
The longer the clip plays, the less I can hear it.
Well, I don't know. Anyway,
don't get all pissy about it. I'm just telling you what's happening.
So you want me to stop?
Oh, is there more to it?
Well, he does more than that. It's amazing. So, well, let's just go. Anyway, you guys can just look. He did Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. He did something else.
Did he make it through?
I don't know. But it
now,
in
Britain's Got Talent, which the first thing that surprises me there is that Britain's Got Talent uses the exact same stinger music that we use in America's Got Talent. But who are the judges? So like none of the judges in America's Got Talent are actually American. So are
all
any
right,
of
so
the British
the
judges
I don't
actually
know.
British?
I don't watch this show, but I know that David Hasselhoff is a judge.
I thought he was a judge in The American.
He is a, well, I don't know. But he is also, if he is, he's also a judge on Britain's Got Talent.
Okay.
And Simon Cowell is a judge on Britain's Got Talent. And then some blonde chick that I don't know.
All right, so series seven here in, so series seven is the one that's going on this year. We don't care about that. So this would have probably been what, from last year? Or is this year? Oh, yeah. Okay. Series 7 just started April 13th over there this year. So the judging panel is Simon Cowell, Amanda Holden, Alicia Dixon, and David Walliam. Walliams?
Then that David must not.
David Hasselhoff was a judge during season 5, which was in 2011.
Okay. Then that's not this year.
Okay. So David Hasselhoff and Simon Cowell were both judges in 2011 on that one. There you go.
That was it.
Okay. Now you can play the news stinger.
I just have to turn it up. Give me 1 second. Damn it.
I didn't... The news?
Let me try that. Damn it!
The news. You best, know, if you just put those damn clips in the Dropbox, I can play them from here.
Best well, are you implying that I can't play a clip?
You have such a weird setup over there. You can hear what I play fine, right?
Yeah.
You know what? This is a total aside, but this time I'm going to send you my full track. I challenge you to go and listen to what I hear from you when you play those clips, because I can barely hear them.
Well, it must be. I'm sending it through Mixminus. Anyway, this is going to get really boring. A Mormon Excellent. Bishop armed with a samurai sword came out to the defense of his neighbor on Tuesday in a Salt Lake City suburb by helping to chase away a man who had accosted the woman, police said. The 37-year-old suspect, Grant Eggerston, later turned himself in to the authorities and was booked into jail on suspicion of robbery, burglary, trespassing, and stalking.
Now, if he turned himself into an authority, why did he have to go to jail?
Because he did all that stuff. What do you think they're going to go?
Then, well, he did all that stuff, and then he turned himself into an authority.
He didn't turn himself into an authority. He turned himself in to an authority.
Oh, I see. It was a missing piece of punctuation. That makes the sentence, "It's time to eat grandma," a whole lot. Makes a lot more sense if there was a comma there, I guess.
The samurai sword wielding Mormon bishop.
Is it important that he's a Mormon bishop? Did Moroni come down from on top of high and tell him that he must wield a samurai sword, much like Tom Cruise did in the last samurai movie?
I don't know. But by the way, I saw Oblivion on Friday, which has him in it. Mm-hmm. And I liked it.
This is the news segment. We cannot talk about our opinions in
right.
the news segment.
His son alerted him on Tuesday morning that a woman neighbor was in trouble outside his home in Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. The robber had approached the woman, or the stalker, whatever he is, as she exited her home.
Yes.
And he grabbed her house keys and tried to get in the house. The woman ran away screaming. The Mormon guy who teaches martial arts grabbed his 29-inch carbon steel samurai sword he keeps next to his bed and ran to the woman's aid.
Does it say what kind of samurai sword it is?
A 29-inch carbon steel.
No, I know it. In the chat room, they're saying that it might have been a katana.
I don't see that in the story.
Okay, please go ahead.
That's all. Nothing else. Who keeps a samurai sword by their bed?
A Mormon.
A Mormon bishop. You know, I'm learning new things about Mormons every day. Apparently,
a Mormon needs to keep it because otherwise, all right, here, you have to understand how religion works. I know that as a Christian, you're not used to like
understanding. I'm not up on the religion.
You're not up, you're like the big 800-pound gorilla in the room, right? You're the biggest religion in the world, except for those 2 billion Muslims. But, who cares about those? But other than that, there's the Christians out there, and you guys don't pay attention to the little players out there. Your Scientologies, your Mormons, your Hare Krishnas, your Jehovah's Witnesses, those folks. Here's the thing. They all hate each other, okay? So what is it that a Mormon can do to really, really, really piss off a Scientologist? It's to keep a samurai sword under their bed. Because in the darkness of night, when the Scientologists try to come and clear the theta waves from them in their sleep, they can pull out their katana sword, which makes them think of Tom Cruise in that god-awful movie, and then they get frightened, and they get their engrams back, pushed back onto themselves. And then they're denied the ability to see Xenu. I mean, it's
all
really,
of that.
It's
you're
just,
getting all of that from a Mormon and a samurai sword. I want to say like a Mormon bishop, a Scientologist and something, and a Mormon bishop with a samurai walked into a bar.
Yes.
Anyway, there you go.
And the Scientologist said, let me tell you about psychology.
Maybe they can't use guns, because here's the thing about Mormons. Apparently,
yes,
they're only allowed to like drink milk.
Right.
And
they must wear magic underwear.
And so maybe they can only have a sword and not a gun.
It is the sword of God.
Which most normal people...
But not God. It's the sword of...
Well, if you're in the South, you would just have a gun under your pillow or in your nightstand. That is how you defend yourself.
You're nitpicking on a religion that is following its instructions from an angel with a superfluous eye.
I learned...
So please,
nitpicking.
Go ahead. What is the next
I learned
story?
Nitpicking from the inspector. So a woman has to go on a diet during the day, which is a good time to go on a diet, by the way,
yes.
Because she eats up to 2,500 calories a night in her sleep, the Sun reported.
Yes.
Leslie Kuzak, 55, loves foods like bacon and butter.
Oh.
This is funny. Bacon and butter pudding?
Yes.
Is there such a thing as butter pudding? Anyway.
Is this an overseas story?
British.
Because as we've established before, what they call pudding, a lot of times we call sausage.
Even still, butter sausage?
Well, butter and bacon. So it would basically be bacon sausage with like butter.
I don't know. Anyway, bacon and butter pudding in the middle of the night. The mother of three has to keep herself on a strict diet during the day because at night she has no control over what she eats. Kuzak from Warrington, Cheshire in UK, has a rare sleep disorder called nocturnal sleep-related eating disorder, mm-hmm. which finds her eating while sleeping and not remembering it the next day.
I think I know who Mib Letdown is.
Who?
I think it's Steven, just because of the way he's linking stuff here. But he linked bread and butter pudding, which is an American take on bread pudding. So it's a different kind of pudding.
She's just using this. I swear I didn't know I was eating all that stuff. All those times I had sex when I wasn't supposed to with someone. I was sleep sexing.
Right.
I have.
Honey, I was not cheating on you. I was sleep fucking.
I have a disorder called nocturnal sleep related fucking disorder.
in Look my sleep, in my dead sleep, I got into my car and drove to the adult
right.
bookstore.
Ambien. Well, they say you do that on Ambien, by the way.
I paid the gentleman the money to get my tokens to put into the, yes.
I
was asleep.
I can only tell by the remains in the morning, Kuzak said, which is also true of sleep fucking, really. Sometimes I've found soup in pans, but also in bowls. It can all get rather messy. The same with sleep fucking.
It is indeed. I'm now being corrected by Mr. Mib Letdown. Anyway, go ahead.
Kuzak said she's tried putting alarms on the doors in the hopes it will wake her up, but it didn't work.
It did not work, much like sleep fucking.
Correct.
Salty from the Bitter and Salty podcast has entered into the room, and he is posting a link from a paleo food site that looks quite good. It's called Brian's Bowls. And one of the things you can get from this website is a dish called Brian's Balls.
Oh, lovely.
1 pound of meat in a bag. Perfect for heating up and eating with your own fresh sides.
So this guy actually sells this stuff?
It is a paleo website that you can get this. It looks like you can order from it. Brian's Bowls is a paleo frozen food delivery company, but it's only in Southern California, so I cannot get it here.
That sipping broth looks disgusting. I mean, why don't you just put some bacon grease in a jar or something?
Because it's not grease. It's bone broth.
It's got like fat coagulated at the top.
Yeah.
It's like when I cook pot roast and then, you know, I put the whole thing because I braise it in beef broth and I just put the whole thing in the refrigerator and there's always that layer of fat right at the top.
Now, this is way off topic here because no one can see this website unless you've clicked on it. It's called briansbowls.com. But the cauliflower rice, I forgot to mention, that's actually a really cool thing. Other than spaghetti squash, which is what I will do if I really am jonesing for like pasta or whatever, I'll use spaghetti squash as the spaghetti and then do a sauce on top of it. But the cauliflower rice is the other thing. If you really, really want rice, roast some cauliflower and then grate it on a cheese grater and it really just comes out like rice. I mean,
do you grate it first and then cook it or do you
it? You roast the cauliflower and then you grate it on the cheese grater.
So you must not get it completely done then or else it wouldn't even grate very easily.
Right.
Ah. I roasted cauliflower last night. I like to get it so roasted that it's like almost black on the edges.
Why has it got to be black?
Because, look, Daniel.
Yes, what?
It always tastes better black. That's all I'm going to say. It does.
Do we have birthdays this week?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I should probably be ready with that. Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't like this 10:30 on Wednesday evening. We're just not ready for anything. And by we, I mainly mean me.
You're never ready for the birthdays.
You're right. I'm
every week. Never ready. Do we have birthdays?
Even though it says on the Trello, we have birthdays.
I'm going to paint it on my forehead.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! Yay! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish.
Ready?
Adding in a little bit of screaming goat there, but go ahead. What are our birthdays this week?
I need to, you know, here's my problem. I will tell you what my problem is.
Yes.
Before Pride 48 last year, I had my mixer labeled to tell me which inputs were which device.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When I removed those labels.
And some scamp at Pride 48 removed those labels.
No, I removed them. To make it easier for us to put other labels on there when I never put them back. So I never know which number is which device. And so my volume is always fucked up. Anyway.
And
if only you had a label maker that you own. I could label it. That would be too easy.
Excellent. What's our first birthday?
Let me just
It's Simon and Garfunkel. I'm assuming this is the Sounds of Silence.
All right, here we go.
Oh, this is the aerobic song that Richard Simmons uses on his latest workout. So I'm going to assume that it's Richard Simmons.
No.
Oh, must be the very first American Idol, Kelly Osbourne.
Well,
no, I'm sorry,
you
Kelly Clarkson. Sorry.
Okay, I was going to say you got it half right.
Sharon Osbourne's been in the news lately. So
yeah. Really so good. It is Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
Who
I saw her perform on American Idol last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw her perform as well. Have I mentioned, thank God, Lazzaro got voted
yes,
off
you
finally.
Mentioned that last week. You
thank
last week.
God. I know.
Although
I just,
it has made the entire show so fucking boring that I don't even want to watch it anymore. It's like how it's like so painfully clear that Candace is going to win and the other four of them suck. That it's like, just why? I know I have to, like, they're going to like have a non-elimination week so that they can, like, you know, not, because they didn't use their save and like that. So now I just, it's like five fucking weeks of, you know, of it just so that they can crown Candace. It's like, really? Can we just put this horse to pasture? Can we just go ahead and crown Candace and say maybe next year it'll be more interesting?
All right, here's our next one. Let me make sure I'm not muted here. Okay.
I know that this is Roy Orbison singing this song. However, I believe that what we're going for is the excellent, excellent childlike drum work of Kevin Spitnick, who is the drummer on this track, because I happen to know that it is his 74th birthday this week. So I'm going to go with Kevin Spitnick.
What? Who the hell is Kevin Spitnick anyway?
You know that little first part there with the... That is the exciting and percussive drum work of that's kind of redundant. But you know what
no,
I'm saying is Kevin Spitnick.
It's Roy Orbison's birthday.
Well, no, Roy Orbison is singing, but...
It was actually Roy Orbison's birthday. By the way,
now,
Kelly Clarkson...
Right now, there's at least two people Googling Kevin Spitnick. I made that up.
Right now, this very day that we are recording...
Yes.
It is Kelly Clarkson's birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Kelly. Do we have her on the phone?
I don't.
Oh.
But Roy Orbison, he's dead.
Yes.
But I was trying to pick people I haven't done before.
Right, exactly.
So he would have been 77. So he must have died at a fairly young age.
Well, there you go.
So there you go. Happy birthday to you, Roy Orbison. And Kevin Spitnick, or whoever you said.
Somebody went to school with him.
There is somebody with the last name Mitnick. Maybe it's Mitnick.
Yes, there is a Kevin Mitnick who was a notorious hacker, whatever. Well, one of the first hackers, who really wasn't so much a hacker as much as really good at social engineering. But that's a story.
That's a tale for another day. All right.
Kevin Spitnick.
There's a place you gotta go for learning all you ought to know about the facts of life.
What weird fucking version of the song is this?
This is like from the very first season.
It's just like... All right.
Now, if you don't like that one, I can... There, this is a montage. Here's the... This is the more familiar one.
The facts of life. The facts of life.
With the excellent Kevin Spitnick playing the percussion in the background. That's
right.
What really needed was
there you go.
It needed that 80s drum kind of a thing there. So, yes, I'm going to agree with the chat room. It is Molly Ringwald's birthday, who was Molly Ringwald was, of course, a guest star as one of the Eastwood girls, one of the Eastwood School for Girls, like,
well,
extras.
I don't know if it's Molly Ringwald's birthday, because if
and
the chat room's telling
Leonardo
you, maybe they Googled
DiCaprio
it.
DiCaprio also, like,
I think
there,
he did. I think he did as well. Yeah. But no, this is the matriarch.
The matriarch. It would be the lovely and talented and incomparable Donna Sugars.
No. The matriarch.
All right, fine. It's Edna Garrett, who was actually played by, I know her name too. Don't help me, chat room. It was played by, what's her name? Mrs. Garrett was played by, you're going to tell me the name and I'm going to go, of course I knew that. What's her name?
Well, think of Webb. A story.
Charlotte Ray.
Yes.
Only because our manager typed it in the chat room.
Oh.
Yes, it was.
I knew that.
See, that's why I asked you. Tits McGee. I agree. It's Tits McGee.
Those are your birthdays.
Oh, well, thanks for the warning there that we were coming up near to the... Oh, my
God.
This show
is just, what
this show is just going down the fucking toilet.
Great job. Thank you so much for helping me sing my way to La Fiesta. couldn't have done it without you. See you soon. Hasta luego.
Bye, Dora. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Cumpleaños feliz. Happy birthday.
Excellent. And if you would like to get in touch with us, you can call us at 413-BIT-SALT.
Okay.
I don't know. I just read what
that might be better. That might be Salty's voicemail.
Oh, maybe that's their voicemail, not our voicemail. But you know what? We have, you know, where is Kratos this evening? Maybe Kratos just didn't know that we moved Wednesday.
Probably not. Here's what we do. So we don't have too many in the chat room because we don't want overcrowding.
Right, or we regulate it at the
door. Don't want stampedes.
Right. For the other shows, who would just feel, you know, they would feel deflated if they saw the 600 people in our chat room all at once.
Right.
That
we alternate around without telling anyone. Right. So that.
Here we go with our first phone call. It helps if I have turned the volume up on this.
Oh.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Bonjour. Buenos dias. Good day. Guten Tag. Konnichiwa. Shalom. Dobre dia. Hello to all the peoples of the world. Hello, this is Kratos 77 saying, hello.
Hi.
You know, that's a funny word. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Anyway, hope you two are doing well.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Now, where is it that Kratos lives? Very windy.
I think
he's somewhere
so.
Very
well, you
windy.
Know, normally when he's calling us from the duck pond. I'm sure it's very windy at the duck pond. You know, near water, it can be windy.
Most duck ponds, I think, are windy. That's how the ducks take flight. Because without, you know, ducks are the second largest flightless waterfowl. And, you know, so they can't actually fly. They just catch wind. They're like gliders.
I pass wind. I don't catch wind.
Oh, look, we have another phone call from Kratos. I wonder if it says windy. Let's listen, shall we? Here we go.
Yeah. Take all of it. Oh, yes. Can you feel the love tonight? Oh, yes. I feel a lot of love in this room.
I
feel a lot of nasty love.
Guessing this wasn't done at the duck pond.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Kratos 77.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Oh, I am so making that my ringtone.
Is he taking lessons from Scotty?
From Scotty the Little Aussie Battler?
Yeah.
Like masturbating while calling us?
Yes. Okay.
You know, that is a popular pastime here.
Yeah.
I am so going to make that. Let's see. If we get this, we get that going, or we get this. Let's see.
Take all of it.
I figured out what he does for a living.
Yeah.
He's a voiceover artist for porn.
Can you feel the love tonight?
There you go. Yeah, it's excellent. That's
oh, yeah.
Now I've lost my thing there. All right, there we go. Thank you, Kratos.
Well, you know, he's here in spirit. He wasn't in the chat room.
I know, but you know, he was still here. He left a mark.
Let me do something that I think we've forgotten for the past few shows.
Which is what?
3, 2, 1.
Well, but my question was, did we have any email? Or
I did not have any. So
I cannot remember, because through no fault of my own, I was overserved last week. I cannot remember if I read the email from Sky. Did I? I think I did.
I can't remember.
It was, Sky from South Carolina. You know, he stumbled across and I'm starting at the beginning and working my way forward. So it's been,
I think, yes, I believe you.
Yeah.
Who's listened to last week's show in the chat room?
I'm scared to listen to it because I don't necessarily remember the ending of it. So
I want to play that contact thing one more time.
Okay.
Because it blew. So here we go.
Yes.
And that one was too quiet, so I'm still going to have to edit. Never mind.
I'm saying it's best produced website ever. So I think what we've learned this evening, Adam, is that if you will buy yourself a Boss RC3 looping pedal, then you will be able to play in your own trumpet band.
Right.
And I think that this would be an exciting new direction for you to go in.
Well, I think it would be more fun. I know looping would be really fun, but I've been wanting to play with Donna Sugars because I hear she has creative juices.
What the hell does Donna Sugars have to do with trumpets?
Because she's a she.
Really? That's where. Really?
Well, who's a female trumpet player?
I don't. You have Google. I don't know. Let's Google it. Let's find out.
Well, I mean, who's going to know the name of a female trumpet player?
I will. Female trumpet player.
Right, nobody's going to know.
I think that what you should say is, female trumpet players. The question is posed, why are there no famous female trumpet players?
There aren't. So
Here we go. Allison Balsam. I want you to repeat the line. So now repeat the line here.
Okay.
Now say, because I've always, I think what we've learned here, Adam, is that you should buy a Boss RC3 looping pedal so that you can be your own trumpet band.
You know, Daniel, I think that'd be really fun, but I'd rather play with Allison Balsam because she has creative juices.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That's 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. And if you would like to be our first quiz contestant, and I know some of you really love a quiz program, then send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com, with your name, the phone number that we can call you, and, and that you would like to... Yes! Yes! There you go. Don't forget, stay at the station this Sunday, and we'll be back next Wednesday evening, right? Wednesday, 10:30 p.m.
I think so.
Eastern time. Yeah.
I think we will.
Hopefully, it'll be better than tonight, because tonight sucked.
Yeah, but you always say that.
I know, but that's, just the way I do it. Anyway, you got anything else?
I'm good, but we have to keep talking till the end of the song, so.
No, we don't. We can do whatever we want.
How are you doing?
Good night, Chad.
Good night, Daniel. Danny? David?